Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Somebody stole my car radio, and now I just sit in silence.
Wow, how many of those very diverse five pieces of music can you name from the artist Mahler at the top to 21 Radios at the end?
21 Pilots.
21 Pilots, sorry. As we continue now with our winter culture season preview, what music will be worth bundling up and braving the cold to see and hear? No downloads here, just live performances that we'll talk about happening around town in January, February, or March. And I'm joined by WNYC's John Schaefer, the host of Soundcheck and New Sounds, who has brought a list of shows to catch this winter, and you've just heard a few snippets from some of the artists on his list. Hey, John.
Hi, Brian.
Let's start with a couple of festivals, because first up is the Winter Jazz Festival that runs from January 5th through 10th at venues all over the village.
Right. And while you can buy a festival pass, you can also sort of pick and choose and go to shows a la carte. And two that I would mention in particular, January 5th, Pharoah Sanders, who was an associate of John Coltrane and is one of the last men standing from that great generation of jazz sax players, and who does get to New York occasionally, but not often enough for the taste of fans like me. So he's playing January 5th. And January 9th, the Vermont folk singer Sam Amidon is doing what he calls Sam Amidon Extended, a kind of series of jazzy improvisations with people like guitarist Bill Frisell, and both of those events happen to be taking place at Le Poisson Rouge, which is one of the central parts of the Winter Jazz Fest.
And by the way, Pharoah Sanders was one of the artists in the montage.
That's right.
For people who might have recognized or not that very adventurous saxophone sound that he has. And then there's Global Fest at Webster Hall. Global music like this. Okay, John, what's this?
So this is an Estonian singer and fiddler named Marja Nuut, and she combines the sounds of traditional Estonian folk music with a sort of modern minimalist aesthetic, you know, the repeating string sounds of a Philip Glass or, you know, the echoes of the sounds of electronic dance music even. And so she is one of the artists playing at Global Fest on January 8th, which will also feature Gullah songs, you know, the traditional African-American songs of the Sea Islands off the coast of South Carolina and Georgia, the Afro-Portuguese DJ and producer Batida, and lots of others. And it all takes place at Webster Hall.
Let's listen to a little more of Marja Nuut. And she was also in the montage at the beginning. So I think we've covered them all now because I gave away Mahler, which we'll get back to. And then the next one was Marja Nuut. Oh, Frank Turner. We didn't mention him yet, but we'll get there.
Yep.
Pharoah Sanders and 21 Pilots, which is the next one I want to ask you about, at Barclays Center on January 20th.
Right, which is an indication of just how big this duo from Ohio has gotten, that they are playing the Barclays Center, and I expect they will fill the Barclays Center.
There's a little taste for those of you who aren't in that group yet. This is 21 Pilots.
Car Radio.
I think we've got that.
Yeah, it's from a couple of years back, but it's a great song from the band 21 Pilots.
To pick one, please, because faith is to be awake, and to be awake is for us to think, and for us to think is to be alive, and I will try with every rhyme to come across like I am dying to let you know you need to try to think. I have these thoughts so often I ought to replace that slot.
So they got the name of the band from an Arthur Miller play, I see.
Yeah, All My Sons. I mean, it's kind of a dark name for a band, this idea that, you know, one person doing the easy thing as opposed to doing a good job caused the death of 21 pilots. But, you know, so this is a band that has gotten it right numerous times. Their current record, called Blurry Face, has spawned a couple of hit songs.
A few more seconds. So Some of the bigger names in February, moving on to February now, include Drive-By Truckers, a southern rock band with progressive politics, Frank Turner at the Beacon Theater, Darlene Love at B.B. King's Blues Club,
right,
and the Kronos Quartet at Zankel Hall. Here's a little Drive-By Truckers.
That among the fallen was tradition, that tradition was the mission, and that the wrongness of the sin was not the goal.
Tell us about this band.
Yeah, so Drive-By Truckers, their album is called American Band, which you could take as an ironic or even sarcastic title. The album is full of kind of angry, progressive politics, you know. Black Lives Matter is referenced in several songs. The death of Trayvon Martin is referenced clearly in one particular compelling song. This song is Surrender Under Protest, and it is basically a call to arms. Now, they are playing twice here, and I mention that because they're in Westbury, Long Island on February 10th. They're at Webster Hall here in town on the 11th.
Uh-huh.
And the 11th is a tough day because that's also when Darlene Love is playing, as you said, at B.B. King's. And it's also when Kronos is playing at Zankel Hall. So you're going to have some tough choices to make that
only
evening.
In New York, right?
Yeah, right.
So what are they? Because I'm not familiar with them. Are they like – is this like Lynyrd Skynyrd music meets the politics of Kanye West?
That's actually not a bad way of putting it, Brian. They are a southern rock band who are sick and tired of the kind of tradition that has accrued to southern rock bands, you know, the Confederate flags and all that kind of stuff. And that song we were just hearing, Surrender Under Protest, is about how tradition is something that you need to get out from under if you're going to move forward.
Of course, Kanye maybe was not the perfect analogy there, since he didn't vote and then said he would have voted for Trump.
Just
for the record. But other things that he said and done. Another one, Frank Turner at the Beacon Theater. Let's listen to a little bit.
I'm still having dreams. And on the worst days, when it feels like life weighs 10,000.
All right. Hearing so, big sound 80s pop here.
Well, which is funny because Frank Turner is a British folk punk artist. If you're familiar with Billy Bragg, he's in that lineage. But the songs do have this kind of explosive quality occasionally, as in this one, which is called I Am Disappeared.
And come morning, I am disappeared. Just an imprint on the bedsheet.
The variety is staggering.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of great music out there, and it all seems to make its way to New York at some point or another.
Darlene Love at B.B. King Blues Club.
Right. Darlene Love, you may have seen her in the film 20 Feet from Stardom, the documentary about backup singers. Darlene Love was one of the main voices in Phil Spector's sonic arsenal.
Boy, it's 1961 again.
Yeah, and to call her a backup singer does her a real disservice, because she's clearly front and center in A Fine, Fine Boy, as she was in so many of Phil Spector's hits. It took a long time for Darlene Love's name to start to get the recognition that she has long deserved.
We are previewing the winter music season with WNYC's John Schaefer for just another couple of minutes. Continuing to go down the list, the Kronos Quartet, they're always up to something interesting.
Right.
At Zankel Hall, which is part of Carnegie Hall.
They present a program that includes some works commissioned specifically by them for the ensemble. Younger artists and, you know, a real diversity of composers of many different races, creeds, and colors. They have really blown apart the idea of what a string quartet can look like and sound like.
And on the classical music front, the New York Philharmonic is on your list, too.
Well, you know, they're doing a program March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So you have three opportunities to see this at Avery Fisher Hall, where they're premiering a violin concerto by Lera Auerbach, a New York-based artist, a composer whose music I think is really extraordinary, paired with the Mahler Fourth Symphony. Now, this is Mahler in an unaccustomed, sunny role. You know, a lot of his music is pretty heavy.
It's almost Mahler as Stravinsky.
It's, you know, it's got that kind of, it's got the jingle bells going and stuff. It's a really nice sound. I also want to mention something that's a little bit off the beaten track, Brian, and that is Othello the Remix, which is, you know, there's been a lot of talk about hip-hop on Broadway and, you know, hip-hop and a certain historical figure on Broadway. And this Othello the Remix, it is a genuine retelling of the story of Shakespeare's Othello. But the big remix is not that it's set in the world of hip-hop, although it is. It's that they have recast it as a comedy. And to give you an idea of what Othello the Remix, what the Q Brothers, what their sort of level of comedy sounds like, Here's them referencing that certain historical figure.
Hamilton. Did you hear about the Hamilton? Cubs won the world.
Hamilton.
Trump is the
Hamilton.
Whatever.
Hamilton.
Othello the Remix, we just trying to keep the lights on. Like a rapping blue man group meets Monty Python. It's short, it's fun, and it's fly. And if you buy a ticket to our show, I can save up for the cash to buy a ticket to
Hamilton.
So I can see
Hamilton.
And when everybody talks about
Hamilton,
I can talk about
Hamilton.
That's
Othello
fun.
And Othello the Remix, it is cheaper than Hamilton, funnier than Hamilton, shorter than Hamilton, 80 minutes, no intermission at the West Side Theater through March 5th.
And you can get tickets.
You can, get in.
We will have to leave it there. We thank John Schaefer. Be sure and catch John's shows on stage, on podcast, and on the radio. We will be hearing about cultural offerings for the new season in other arts all week. Let's hear a little from Goran Bregovic to go out on. You want to talk about this a little as we start it?
Goran Bregovic, from the former Yugoslavia, based in Paris, best known for his film scores like the movie Underground. He leads his wedding and funeral band. Those are the big musical occasions in the former Yugoslavia. And he'll be at Carnegie Hall on March 8th.